Republican TX chairman will mail package of Oreos to TX Democrat Party of Systemic Racism. By Wendell Hasebo on May 5, 2021. Texas Republican Chairman Alan West will mail a package of Oreos to the Texas Democrat Party after the Lamar County Democrat Party's refusal to accept Gary O'Connor's resignation for his use of a racist slur. Well, some Texas Democrat County Chairman from Lamar County Gary O'Connor referred to Senator Tim Scott as an Oreo, West stated in a tweeted video. West explained that, until O'Connor resigns, I'm going to stand up and speak out against the party of systemic racism by mailing the Democrat Party a nice little package of Oreos. West continued by labeling the Democrat Party as soft bigotry of low expectations. They want to call people such as myself that don't believe in them, that don't want to be on the 21st economic plantation of Oreos. I'm going to make sure we send Oreos to the Texas Democrat Party, he concluded. I have a gift, and a message, for hashtag Lamar County Democrats Chair Gary O'Connor, and the at Texas Democrats. pic.twitter.com/9q93n37. Alan West, at Alan West, May 4, 2021. Breitbart News reported Tuesday O'Connor apologized and resigned for his comments in which he called Senator Tim Scott, RSC, little more than an Oreo with no real principles. I am deeply and sincerely sorry for my inappropriate and hurtful use of racist term I used to describe Senator Tim Scott on my personal Facebook page. It was insensitive, and I have embarrassed myself and my party by its use, O'Connor claimed. As a result, I feel compelled to offer my resignation as chair of the Lamar County Democratic Party for consideration by the County Executive Committee, stated O'Connor. However, the Texas Tribune reported the county party would not accept O'Connor's resignation after taking the last few days to reflect upon this incident. The party persisted, saying, Lamar County Democrats recommit ourselves to conduct our private conversations and our public social media discussions with anti-racist, pro-reconciling attitudes and language. We strongly condemn bigotry of any kind and will continue our historic efforts to work for justice and equality for all our fellow citizens.